WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning as we are barreling toward Thanksgiving. And the story we've been talking about this morning is that the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, was saying that thinks people should stop wearing pajamas and slippers to the airport, that people should dress up to fly. Now, to be fair, he wasn't talking about, you know, wearing a full suit or ball gown. He was talking about, you know, jeans and a nice shirt. Which is, you know, usually what I wear when I fly, although I will I'll wear shorts if it's the summertime. But also when I was bigger, fatter, I didn't wear any kind of like athletic clothing anyway. Like I wouldn't wear a pair of jogging pants because I didn't jog. But now I've gone out and gotten some to like wear around the house and damn, they are comfortable. I could see why somebody would want to fly in a pair of those. In fact, maybe I would the next time I had to fly. But they don't, you know, they're not pajamas. But the comments are coming in, though, on our Facebook page. Of course, you get a few of these. Leslie says, what a dumb question. Well, hey, it's a question because the transportation secretary brought it up. Lisa says, common sense, duh. I don't know what that means. Common sense is in dress comfortably or common sense is in dress up? Rick says naked flights would be awkward, so please dress up. Well, dress with something. Put something on. You're right, Rick. That would be a... I don't think anybody's getting on the flight naked. But he also says personal choice. Actually, that's the same name with two different profiles, two different accounts, Rick. Weird. Heidi says comfortable but neat. Janine says surprisingly you can dress comfortably and still not look like you rolled out of bed. And a different Rick here says, seems like the same class of people who wear pajamas at Walmart are the same. You think that it's okay to look like a slob on an airplane. Plenty of clothing to be comfortable in. Ditch the pajamas and flip-flops and act like an adult. And for those extremely overweight women, stop wearing spandex pants. Well, Rick, you just sound like a joy. It's no wonder Rick is commenting on other people's appearances at 6 a.m. on the internet. You can also wear pajamas and not look like a slob too. And I've got to say, you know, as somebody who is I'm kind of anti sandal in general because, like most of the time, it's not in sanitary places. You know, it's not sanitary in certain places. But it has become more socially acceptable. The other day it was, what, 35, 40 degrees out, and I'm at Walmart picking up a prescription. The guy in front of me has sandals on. I was like, you're walking around when it's 40 degrees out in sandals, but whatever, you know. Also, I don't let what other people look like bother me. I'm not so insecure about myself that I've got to be judging everybody else's appearance like Rick does here. But the question still remains, you know, do you think people should dress up to fly? I just got a couple of new suits thanks to the Joseph Abboud friends and family sale. But I just got a couple of new suits, and then I found another one at Savers, another Joseph Abboud suit that fit me perfectly right off the rack. So I'll be looking for an excuse to wear that. But, you know, I like putting them on. I like going places with them on. I don't think I'd want to fly in an airplane in one. Don't think that'd be very comfortable. And comfort is important. See, in the days, as I said earlier, in the days when people would dress up to fly, people dressed up in general anyway. That's not society anymore. And that's okay. It's not the fall of civilization because men don't wear suits and hats everywhere they go. But in those days as well, the planes were a lot different. You know, you had more room on the airplane to sit. You weren't squished in. And literally, planes are now called an Airbus. It's a bus in the sky. So I say dress like you were going to be riding a bus. Because you're going to be packed in like you're on a bus. But what do you think? 508-996-0500. And for everybody that's out there saying, oh, there's more important things to talk about. Well, there are, and you can certainly bring those up. But also, it's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. There's a lot of people getting up right now and getting ready to go get on an airplane. So this is a topical conversation. Plus, the Secretary of Transportation just made these comments. And by the way, if you're somebody that wants to go comment under a story on Facebook with who cares or this is news, just know that I'm going to mock you far more than you think you're mocking the story being posted. Like it is, it's possible to see things online and just scroll past them. Not everything has to have you weigh in on it if your opinion is so vapid. It's the most annoying thing about being in this business and sharing stories are the people that have to think that they're too cool for the story, but yet still feel the need to comment. Thanks for the engagement. You know what's going to happen now? Because you commented, you're going to see more of that kind of content. So as we used to say in the 80s, smooth move, X-Lax. 508-996-0500. We also have some other interesting stories up at WBSM.com and the WBSM app for you to check out. There's a release that came out from the RMV yesterday, and this is something that, you know, I heard Sketty talking about over the weekend with Brian, and I've seen some other news coverage about this. The scam is going around once again. It seems like it always happens, I think, probably around this time of year, you know, toward the end of the year, where people are getting text messages claiming to be from the RMV saying that you owe parking tickets or certain fees or fines, tolls. Tolls is usually the most popular one, that you have a past due bill on some tolls, especially now that, you know, we don't pay at the toll booth anymore. I actually went and got a transponder and I was like, why did I get this? I never go through tolls. But I'd rather have that than get the bill and forget about it because I'm like, it's $4. I'll pay it next week. Or I'm just going to put this on the desk and I'll get to it later. And then when do you pay it? When you have to go renew your license and now it's $12. But the scam is back where you're getting a text message saying that you owe money and the RMV will never text you. The RMV doesn't even have your cell phone number. They're never going to text you with a bill. They're never going to text you and say that you owe money. They're never going to take payment over an email or over a text message or over some kind of link. They do it at mass.gov/RMV or in person at the RMV. Those are the only places. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How's it going?
Okay. Talking about flying. You know, I've flown more this past year than I ever have. But I want to go back like 5 or 6 years ago. And planes weren't as tight as they are now. I mean, they just keep squeezing this area smaller and smaller. And if you're not flying first class, you're miserable. It's usually a miserable flight because there's really literally no room at all. Your knees are right up against the seat in front of you, and you just can't stretch out. You can't even lean the seats back anymore. And it's just a miserable deal. I mean, and that's just greed as far as I'm concerned. There's no reason for them to have to pack that many seats into a plane. And, you know, next time I fly, I'm going to try to see if I can afford first class. Who knows what that costs? But, that's not cheap, I'm sure. You know, do you fly first class at all, or always second class?
I've done it once. So I always just fly, you know, whatever the cheapest is. Because I'm usually not, I've never actually paid for a flight myself. All the times that I've flown somewhere, it's been someone else arranged my travel for whatever event I was taking part in. So, we went and did an event in Detroit, and Stephanie Burke went with me. And on the way home, she was like, well, we're going to fly first class on the way home. And I was like, no, don't spend money on that. She goes, no, I have all these points built up. Like, we're going to fly first class on the way home, so you can try it just once. And so I was like, okay. And it ruined me because it was so good that like, and I didn't want to go back. But then the next time I flew, I just flew, you know, regular economy, and I was fine.
Yeah.
It really was a much different experience. But from what I understand too, the trick is don't buy the first class ticket off the bat. Buy your regular ticket and then do an upgrade, because people don't buy the first class seats, and then you can get it cheaper if you wait until the day of. That's what I've been told.
Really? Well, that's good to know, because I was got a friend in Panama I might go visit this winter, and the price range between the first class and regular is pretty high. It's quite a range, and so you buy the regular ticket now, and then you upgrade. I got you.
Well, that's what because if people don't fill up the first class section, they'd rather offer it at a discount to the people that are already on the plane than to have those seats be empty.
Got it. That makes sense. Yeah, I'm gonna give that a shot, because it's just the older you get, it just gets, you get in those back seats here and they're just tight and they're tough. And
I mean, I was reclined, I had plenty of leg room, seats are wider.
they're much better. I remember 6 years ago flying JetBlue, and those were pretty comfortable seats. They were, that wasn't bad at all. And now I think even the JetBlue is tighter than it was before. And it just makes a miserable flight. And about 4 years ago, I flew Southwest. I think it was Southwest. I'm not sure. And man, it was just to Florida, but it was, you know, I'm 6 foot tall myself. And I had a guy on each side of me, you know, was bigger than me. And you just pinch between these seats, and it's like, you can't even move. And it's like, man, it just made it made 3 hours a long time, man. That's for sure. But I'm gonna give that a shot. See if I can get a regular seat, and then try to upgrade at the last minute. You know, that might be the best bet. But thanks for the info. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work, Tim.
All right. Have a good day.
Take care.
And I mean, that's just what some people have told me, is that if you're gonna already be on the airplane, it's worth checking in for the upgrade, because they'll offer it cheaper than the difference between the economy seat and the first class seat when you initially buy the ticket. But then you're also taking the chance that there's availability, you know, that could sell out, and then, you know, you're still in your seat. If the money is not an object for you, then yeah, fly first class. But if it's something that you're looking to get a deal on, definitely do that. And sign up for, even if you don't fly the particular airline that you're going on, if you don't fly that airline regularly, like let's just say, you know, you usually fly Southwest or JetBlue and you never fly Delta. But this one particular time, you're going to be flying Delta. And you think, well, I'm not going to bother to sign up for the rewards because, you know, this is just the one flight and I'm never going to fly Delta again. Do it anyway. Sign up for the rewards program. Doesn't cost anything. Get yourself on there, because that's how you get access to these things. That's how you get access to these upgrades and all these possibilities. And it's worth it. For the couple of minutes it takes you to just fill it out and you know, verify your email and that kind of stuff. It's worth it to have that information at your fingertips, because once you are signed up and you're a member and you download the app, you know, you're going to get your flight delay notice before they've even announced it. So it's very beneficial. What I usually do is whatever airline I'm flying, I put the app on my phone, and then when I'm home and I'm done with my trip, I'll delete the app. I did have the Delta app on my phone for a while because I was being flown out every year to Michigan for the Michigan Paracon, and the organizers of that convention always use Delta because Delta is the only airline that flies to Sault Ste. Marie, which is where this convention was. So you'd have to fly to Detroit, and then you would fly from Detroit to Sault Ste. Marie. And they had that deal with Delta and got discounted rates and everything. So, you know, they would book my flights, but I'm the one earning the points for it. So it worked out pretty well. Not that I'm going to be traveling anywhere anytime soon, but it's always worth having those apps for the rewards points and for, you know, the information that you get. And you never know. You never know when they might say, you know, we've got first classes is open and you go to upgrade it and it's a $60 upgrade as opposed to a $200 difference or whatever it is, you know? I think that's what we paid. I think we paid something like $80 a seat to upgrade. Well, $80 worth of points. But if you ask me, is the difference between economy and first class worth $80? Depends. I would say if you're flying, you know, more than 2 hours, yes. If you're flying less than that, I wouldn't bother. So, certainly I would have loved it when I flew to LA. 508-996-0500. I've got to get a break in here. Before I do that, though, it is just days before Thanksgiving. And if you haven't gotten everything that you need to put on your table, stop by the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Because not only might you be able to get a last-minute turkey, maybe you can even get your name in for a last-minute platter, but I think today would probably be the last day you'd want to try to take that chance. You can also get everything else you need for Thanksgiving. From a can of cranberry sauce to the potatoes to everything else. It's a real old school neighborhood market. They've got beer and wine downstairs. Bottles of wine from $5 all the way up to $500. And that's not an exaggeration. So there's certainly something for everybody there and something for you as well at the butcher shop. Check them out. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Maybe go by and pick yourself up some steaks to have after Thanksgiving, or maybe tonight or tomorrow. And don't forget, too, they're going to be open on Thanksgiving until noon. So you can grab your last-minute stuff, and you can pick up your orders if you've ordered your turkey or ordered your platter already. All right, I got to get this break in. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Tim Meisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
The busiest travel time in at least 15 years upon us. U.S. postage rates heading higher and the Powerball jackpot also on the rise.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Authorities asking people to keep safety at the top of mind when you're cooking for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is the peak day for home cooking fires, and with more than three times the daily average. Cooking causes half, over 52%, of all reported home fires.
Florida Fire Marshal Blaze Ingolia says use common sense, especially if you're trying to fry your bird. Keep the fire far away from your home and at ground level, and make sure your turkey is completely thawed before putting it in the hot oil, and do not overfill the fryer. Keep your kids far away and your fire extinguisher close by. The United States Postal Service announcing plans to raise its shipping rates in the new year.
USPS filed a notice with the Postal Regulatory Commission for the adjustment, and now customers can expect a 6.6% increase for Priority Mail, 5.1% for Priority Mail Express, 7.8% for USPS Ground Advantage, and 6% for Parcel Select. The adjustments have been approved by the Board of Governors and will take effect January 18th. USPS said shipping service prices are set by market conditions, unlike mailing service prices, which are determined by the Consumer Price Index. I'm Monica Nelson.
This Thanksgiving travel season could be the busiest ever. Ryan Chandler reports that weather could also complicate things in some parts of the country, with delays already being seen at some airports.
Today into Wednesday, as people really start to pick up their travel, we could see similar delays at places like Chicago, Charlotte, Atlanta, even up to New York and D.C.
AAA estimates that almost 82 million people will be traveling over the holidays, up to 2%. Higher from last year. Meanwhile, the FAA is experiencing the busiest travel time in 15 years as airlines get up and running again after the government shutdown. Today, shaping up to be the peak travel day with more than 52,000 flights taking to the sky. An 8-year-old girl has been hospitalized after a shooting at an apartment in Del Rey, California.
The girl was shot on Sunday afternoon. The LAPD says she was hit by a stray bullet fired from a neighbor's apartment. The bullet went through the wall. The girl is in stable condition and is expected to survive. No arrests have been made, but officers confiscated the guns from the neighboring apartment at the center of the investigation. I'm Daniel Martindale.
COVID-19 cases are climbing or likely to grow in 19 states, including Texas, Michigan, Colorado, and Massachusetts. That's according to the CDC, which is recommending COVID shots for those 6 months and older. Using a decision-making approach that weighs personal risk, those in most danger or serious illness, and in seniors 65 and up, those with chronic conditions, and people who are immunocompromised. As we head into Thanksgiving gatherings, the CDC advising hosts to consider celebrating outdoors or to open windows or use fans inside, also recommending to stay home if you're not feeling well. Health officials are raising concerns as the flu is spreading earlier than usual in some parts of the country.
Some infectious disease specialists have already noted a sharp increase in flu cases over the past few weeks as a form of the virus called H3N2 subclade K has set off massive outbreaks in Canada and the UK. The CDC says the majority of flu circulating so far this season in the U.S. is the H3N2 strain, which can cause more hospitalizations and deaths in older adults. The concerns come as millions of Americans prepare to travel and gather for the Thanksgiving and other upcoming holidays. I'm Jim Roop.
Just in time for Thanksgiving, Heinz is out with turkey gravy in a squeeze bottle.
The company says the launch was inspired by Friend's famous Moist Maker sandwich. The new squeezable gravy is made for Thanksgiving leftovers and comes in a kit that can be ordered online. The Heinz Leftover Gravy Kit includes a squeezable bottle of its classic turkey gravy and a recipe card for preparing what's being billed as the ultimate Thanksgiving leftover sandwich. Details on the limited edition kit are available at Walmart.com. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Lottery players will have one more shot at the massive Powerball jackpot before the Thanksgiving holiday. No grand prize winner last night, so the jackpot jumps to $681 million at the next drawing tomorrow. The cash option on that works out to be about $315 million, with the odds of winning about 1 in 292 million.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics and Bruins both off this evening. Celtics take on the Pistons at home tomorrow. Bruins, Islanders, tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
A few icy spots early this morning, otherwise increasing clouds, staying dry during the daylight hours. High temperatures, mid-50s, widespread rain likely for tonight. Milder temperatures in the 50s. Scattered showers on Wednesday, still very mild, 55 to 60. Gusty, cool and dry for Thanksgiving Thursday. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Artu? Where are you? Artu? Artu? Artu, you're on fire! R2-D2, you found a cigarette. Well, I don't think smoking is grown up at all. Because it's very dangerous. Smoking does dreadful things to your lungs, and is very bad for your heart. Well, I know I don't have one, but humans do, and I think we should set a good example. Well done, R2. Oh, hello. You know smoking is bad for your health, and it isn't grown up at all. So please, don't smoke. R2, do you really think I don't have a heart?
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. We'll start with celebrity birthdays. Birthday, birthday, birthday. Ben Stein, the former Nixon speechwriter who played the droning teacher in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, celebrates his 81st birthday today. John Larroquette of Night Court is 78. Chris Claremont, the comics writer who made the X-Men into one of the top superhero teams, he turns 75. Christian Singer, turned 90s pop star Amy Grant, is 65. Actress Jill Hennessy is 57. Christina Applegate of Married with Children and Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead is 54. Jerry Ferrara, best known as Turtle on Entourage, is 46. Twins Jenna and Barbara Pierce Bush are both 44 today. And competitive eating legend Joey Chestnut celebrates his 42nd birthday today, likely by eating an entire birthday cake by himself. On this date in 1973, the maximum speed limit was cut to 55 miles an hour as an energy conservation measure in the U.S. On November 25th, 1976, The Band played a final star-studded concert at San Francisco's Winterland Ballroom. Filmed by Martin Scorsese and released in 1978 as The Last Waltz, the show celebrated the influential work of the group that had served as Bob Dylan's backing band. In 1979, Pat Summerall and John Madden broadcast an NFL game for the first time together. It was the Vikings versus the Buccaneers. I warned you I was going to play a little clip of a Christmas song.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid.
In 1984, the second and final day of recording took place for Do They Know It's Christmas at SARM West Studios in London. Conceived by Bob Geldof and Midjourney, the song gathered together some of the biggest names in music to raise funds for famine relief in Ethiopia. Among the participants, billed collectively as Band-Aid, were Bono, Phil Collins, George Michael, Boy George, members of Duran Duran, Kool & the Gang, Bananarama, and Spandau Ballet. Released a week later, Do They Know It's Christmas became the fastest-selling single in the UK, topping the charts in 14 countries and raising over $9 million. On this date in 1987, a Thanksgiving classic film was released. That was when Planes, Trains, and Automobiles hit movie theaters, and still a required Thanksgiving watch for many people, although don't forget to add Dutch into that, too. I'm a big fan of Dutch. So on this date in 1989, Millie Vanilli's Blame It on the Rain hit number one on the charts, but number seven on the charts was Poison, the first top 40 hit in 9 years for Alice Cooper, thanks for a video that got heavy rotation on MTV. In 1992, in her first film role, Whitney Houston played a pop diva under the protection of Kevin Costner in The Bodyguard. The highlight of the movie was Houston's rendition of I Will Always Love You, which hit number one 3 days after the movie's release. Disney also released Aladdin on that same day. Hey, wait a minute. We've got some more Whitney Houston news for you, too. In 1995, Exhale, Shoop Shoop by Whitney Houston hit number one on the Hot 100. The song appeared on the soundtrack to her film Waiting to Exhale. In 1996, Jaybird Records, the first internet record label, opened for business, offering previews using Real Audio and Shockwave. Clients included Mitch Ryder and Billy Squire, but the label folded a few years later. In 1997, Tupac's Are You Still Down, Remember Me was released posthumously. November 25th, 2000, a burglar broke into Alice Cooper's home on the anniversary of him hitting number 7 on the charts and made off with $6,000 worth of clothes, shoes, and cameras belonging to the singer's daughter. The goods were all lifted from Cooper's house in Paradise Valley, along with 4 of the star's gold discs. In 2003, 11 days after releasing the Black Album, Jay-Z threw his retirement party concert at Madison Square Garden. He said he was going to stop making music so he could develop artists on his Rockefeller label and pursue more business ventures. But the retirement didn't stick. He returned in 2006 with the album Kingdom Come. November 25th, 2007, Kevin Dubrow, the frontman with metal band Quiet Riot, was found dead in his Las Vegas home at the age of 52. Their 1983 release, Metal Health, was the first metal album to top the U.S. charts. The band's biggest hit was Come On, Feel the Noise, a cover of the Slade song, which they are said to have grudgingly recorded in just one take. In 2013, the Beastie Boys sued a toy company, Goldie Blocks, for running an online ad featuring little girls singing an altered version of their song, Girls. The group has never allowed their songs to be licensed for advertising. The suit was settled on March 9, 2014, with Goldie Blocks issuing an apology and making a donation to charity. And November 25, 2015, defamation lawsuits filed by Tom Scholz, the founder of the rock group Boston, against the ex-wife of the band's late lead singer Brad Delp and the Boston Herald were dismissed by the highest court in Massachusetts. Scholz sued after the Herald published articles in which Mickey Delp made remarks that Scholz claimed could be construed as blaming him for Delp's 2007 suicide. That's the Gen X Files for November 25th, 2025, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth, where you can join the Just Another Star Club rewards program and get yourself over there to try the turkey and Swiss omelet or the pilgrim wrap. All right, that'll do it for today's edition of the Gen X Files, and we'll have another edition for you tomorrow, but right now I'm going to go into my next break, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We will be right back.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health, advanced medicine, more care.
Wake up!
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
River broke the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and boiling diesels, steam at 45 degrees.
The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share. Time has come, a fact's a fact, it belongs to them, let's give it back. How can we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep while
And welcome back in. That is Midnight Oil. And the only thing worse than Midnight Oil deliveries are Midnight Oil deliveries that you didn't expect, or actually any oil delivery that you didn't expect. I don't think it came at midnight, but there was a story here out of Medford where hundreds of gallons of home heating oil were pumped into the basement of the wrong Massachusetts home on Monday, triggering a hazardous material response because the property does not have an oil tank. According to the Medford Police Department, this comes from WCVB, the 385 gallons of oil were pumped into the home at 48 Linwood Street. It should have been delivered to a home at 48 Linwood Street in Malden. So they went to the wrong town. They went to 48 Linwood in Medford instead of 48 Linwood in Malden. So the deputy chief of the fire department said, normally when you're filling up an oil tank, once it starts to get full, you'll hear the whistle, and that keys the driver to shut down the oil. There's no whistle because there's no tank. You know, you look down for a second, you look up, and there's 385 gallons in the basement. No one was hurt, but the oil coated the floor of the basement, and fire officials said that the cleanup will take significant time. And this isn't the first time we've heard a story like this. This has happened a couple of other times, I remember hearing about it, where they go and pump the oil and there's no tank. So, I mean, obviously they must have had a tank at some point because they still have the exterior pipe for them to pump the oil into. But that happened to me in my house in Wareham, where we had oil heat. The landlord got some tax credits for switching over to natural gas and called me up one day and said, hey, I'm switching you over from oil to natural gas. I said, okay. They came down. They didn't take out the tank, though. They left the tank. And when I said, well, why don't you take the tank out? And then I can have that space in my basement. And they said, you never know what could happen. So I said, okay, all right, we left it there. I think they eventually came and took it out. But that was, I think, what they were alluding to is you never know. Somebody might come and accidentally deliver oil, see the pipe there and think you can pump it in, and then it's just going right into the basement. So it's going to be one heck of a cleanup that I'm sure the oil company is going to have to pay for. 508-996-0500. I've got one more break I got to get in here before the end of the hour. Don't forget, you can still get over to WBSM.com and the WBSM app and enter to win tickets to see Straight No Chaser at MGM Music Hall at Fenway. It is an a cappella holiday music extravaganza that's happening on Thursday, December 4th. Tickets are still available for purchase, but you can win a free pair by going to WBSM.com or the WBSM app, brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. You know what? Let me take a quick call here before I take this break. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You know, regarding that last story, just as a warning for everyone in the area, they should go down underneath their oil tank and look for any signs of moisture or weeping on the bottom of the tank. And if you notice any at all, take a paper towel with a rubber glove on and wipe it. And if there's any oil or it smells like oil, that's probably the sign that your tank is already starting to be at the point where it's going to let go. Because there's moisture in the tank, and over a period of time, tanks are supposed to be replaced. And every once in a while, someone will pump a fresh tank of oil and put 300 gallons in, and then the bottom of the tank bursts, and then your house is instantly a hazmat situation, and you have to list your house that way when you sell it. So it's really cheap. I replaced my tank before I sold my house because I had that. Just something I noticed. It was dripping. When I asked my HVAC guy, he said, oh, you got to replace it right away. Don't even put another delivery in it. But people should look for that, you know, once a year and just double check to make sure there's no, I mean, it doesn't generally won't burst right away. If it's weeping, that means it's got some cracks in it. But they should definitely look. It's definitely something that every year, like changing your batteries in your smoke detector, you know.
And they're not that expensive to replace either.
No, it was, I spent a little extra money on it for a slightly bigger tank, and I think it was $500, and then we had to pay a little bit more money because state law says you can't have the oil line going from the tank under the cement. You used to put like a cement cap on the floor over the oil line, but now you have to run the line. It has to be a rubber line, and it has to run either up and over, or it has to run in a different way. It can't be capped with cement. So that costs like some extra money too. But all in all, it wasn't that bad.
All right. Well, thank you for the tip.
You bet.
Have a good day. And we got to get one more break in here. Let me do that. We'll be back in just a few moments. And we were talking about that situation where the the oil was spilled into somebody's home. And, well, maybe that's making you think, is my home as energy efficient as it could be? Well, upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. All right, we're going to take a break for the news coming up. We're going to have ABC News, and then Mike Roberts has all of your South Coast news. On the other side of that, we can chat 508-996-0500. We'll talk. So I get some bunch more responses to the question we put up on Facebook regarding the Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy's comments.